there, it's Jean Tiberio, and you're listening to Healing Outside the Box. This is episode 105, and I'm calling it, What's in This Thing? A look at energy drinks and flush drinks. But first, I want to tell you about a story that happened last night, which is somewhat food-related. But perhaps that's a stretch. My sister Chris and I decided to take a trip down the street to sit along the ocean's edge in a place called Salem Willows. And yes, there are many willow trees, and it is a physically beautiful place. The ocean front at Salem Willows is one of those places that, as you walk around the bend and then see the long, and then see the view of the harbor with the swaying sailboats in the endless ocean beyond, people tend to stop talking and take out their phones to take pictures. So we did exactly that. We took pictures and video so then I can use them on my websites. I'll have to put one or two of them up in my show notes. So after that, we went to get our popcorn at our favorite popcorn place. It's in fact a popcorn smorgasbord. You can get plain buttered popcorn, caramel popcorn that is similar but much better to what was in the old Cracker Jack's box. There's also caramel-like popcorn in different flavors, but I'm not up to any sort of adventure like that. So I got my plain buttered popcorn, and my sister got her caramel corn that is cooked with the caramel, then cooled into a solid mass, then cut into bars. We also got the loose and free caramel corn that is sold in bags. This is a place that also sells saltwater taffy, so you can imagine how long this place has been around. So Chris and I went to the bench overlooking the ocean, and we oohed and aahed at the scenery. My sister put her medium-sized brown paper bag with our take-home popcorns in it right next to where she was sitting. We were then chatting about this or that when, out of the blue, she yells, "He took my bag!" I just assumed it was her pocketbook. I started to turn my head, and she had already disappeared behind me. She was running after the alleged perpetrator. Well, long story short, the perpetrator turned out to be a seagull who had snatched the paper bag in his beak, apparently fitting his beak between the slats in the back of the bench where we were sitting. Clearly, this was a premeditated act. As I turned to watch the getaway, the seagull was indeed running with the paper bag hanging out of his beak. And my sister was running in hot pursuit. Now, my sister had on those unsensible clogs. I'm not sure unsensible is a word, but it had no protective backing. And the seagull had on whatever it had on. Now, you might think that the seagull, being a bird, would have taken flight, because that would have been to his advantage. But it appeared, although there was no way to know for sure, that the weight of the paper bag with all of our take-home popcorns in it was so heavy that the seagull couldn't lift off, and he just kept running. And of course, my sister kept running in her clogs in hot pursuit. It was like one of those TV cop shows where you're not sure who to root for, but you just want whatever you're watching to continue. Anyway, the good news is that the seagull finally gave up the brown paper bag full of our take-home popcorn, which was wrapped very well, I should say, and my sister walked back, proudly announcing that our popcorn was intact. And I had a story for my otherwise storyless podcast episode. So back to the episode, a look at energy drinks. It was actually mostly out of curiosity that I decided to compare these energy drinks. First of all, perhaps we should ask the rhetorical question, what really is energy in a drink? I'm not sure after looking at these drinks because I assumed they would be identical, but I assumed incorrectly. So let's knock off a few of these energy drinks, and then I'll discuss a new trend called flush drinks. Number one, NOS. This is an energy drink that I didn't know existed, so I was a bit curious. The ingredients are water, always a good thing, high fructose corn syrup, always a bad thing, citric acid, that's okay, sodium hexametaphosphate, which is a preservative. By the way, there are a heck of a lot of preservatives in these things, and in that way they are similar. Okay, the next ingredient is natural flavors, which sounds very suspicious. Now, here is the ingredient that I want to call attention to, taurine, and it's spelled T-A-U-R-I-N-E. Taurine is referred to as an amino acid, and it is in fact one. Amino acids, as you might know from a previous podcast, are the building blocks of proteins, and a protein is defined as having at least 200 of these amino acids linked together. The best sources of taurine are meat and fish. Now, there are two types of amino acids. The way I refer to it is that we have essential amino acids, meaning that we need to get these amino acids from the food we eat. Then I say that there are the other amino acids, meaning that our body makes them. And taurine is one of those that our body can make. It's also called a conditional amino acid, but I'm not sure that word clearly defines what it is. Now, you probably will not be shocked to hear that this amino acid taurine is touted as being the cure for, well, let's say just about everything. Heart failure, blood pressure, liver disease, high cholesterol, cystic fibrosis, ADHD, well, that's really interesting, epilepsy, autism, alcoholism, diabetes. I guess I don't need to go any further than that. In fact, there is no evidence that it cures any one of those things or even treats it. Now, I went over to WebMD and I looked for how does taurine work? And the first sentence, and perhaps the only sentence you need, is that researchers aren't exactly sure why taurine seems to help. Now, in small doses, taurine, of course, is not going to hurt you. It's an amino acid. In very large doses, it is possible, and there is a little bit of evidence for this, that it can throw off our balance of amino acids. As they say, it's important to take foods in the proportion that they were intended. And by intended, I mean intended in nature. So if you take in a huge dose of one amino acid, you might be throwing off that delicate balance that your body likes to preserve. You'll flush a lot of taurine down the toilet, but it first has to go through your kidneys. So I'm suggesting here that making your kidneys work harder than it needs to may not be such a great idea. But again, I'm just the messenger. I'm not saying these drinks are good or bad. I'm just telling you what's in them. Now, I bet you can guess what the next ingredient in this drink is, and it is caffeine, and a decent amount of caffeine. Caffeine is what it is. The next ingredient is gum acacia, which can be used as a thickener or an emulsifier. Then there is potassium sucralose, a sweetener, yellow 5, which is apparently a Crayola crayon, calcium disodium EDTA, which is a preservative, and that is in a ton of foods. There's a few added vitamins in small amounts, namely B6 and B12. Then there is yellow 6. Apparently you can get that with the box of 84 crayons. Now, this whole can contains 210 calories, 100% of which comes from sugar. So there's no protein or fat in this. Interestingly, there's 410 grams of sodium, probably more than you would shake on your food with a salt shaker. Who knew there was sodium in these soft drinks? Okay, number 2. This drink is called Rockstar. The flavor is whipped strawberry. Sounds yummy, but actually I've never tried any of these. In this can, there is 280 calories. Ouch. Once again, all of these calories come from sugar, so these are not protein drinks. The ingredients are water, sugar, as opposed to high fructose corn syrup. And this is interesting. There's milk products in this. Skim milk, glucose. Now, I know you're thinking, isn't that table sugar? But actually, table sugar is sucrose. So they add sucrose plus glucose. Taurine is the next ingredient. We discussed that. Apple juice concentrate and cream. So this needs to be refrigerated at all times. Part of the confusion I found in some of these drinks is that some of these drinks are shelf stable and some are not. So you might want to check the label. So the next ingredient is citric acid, pectin, possibly used as a thickener, vegetable juice, and it says in parentheses for color, a preservative called potassium sorbate, inositol, which is a form of sugar, milk thistle extract. Now, this is a plant, I had to look this up. This is a plant with purple flowers that is most likely similar to aloe vera. I don't know if there is very much of this milk thistle in there, but it's in there. Next, we have ginseng root extract. That's fine. And vitamin B12. Also caffeine. 160 milligrams of caffeine in just one can. That is equal to a pretty strong cup of coffee. Number three is Red Bull. Now, this contains carbonated water, sucrose and glucose, citric acid, taurine, sodium bicarbonate, magnesium carbonate. Something that sounds like that is more than likely in there because it's a preservative. Then we have caffeine, niacin, a B vitamin, vitamin B6, and B12. It also has natural and artificial flavors and colors. There are 110 calories per 8-ounce can. So for 16 ounces, it's 220. Number four, Monster Energy Drink. This has carbonated water, glucose, citric acid, natural flavors, taurine. They seem to all have taurine. Sodium citrate, color added. That's interesting. Probably one of those Crayola crayons. Ginseng extract, which is fine. Caffeine, sucralose, benzoic acid, which is probably used here as a preservative, but I'm not crazy about that ingredient. Carnitine, that's fine. Tartrate, probably used as a preservative. Niacin, glucuronolactone, guarana extract, that's a plant extract of some kind, probably fine in the amount it is used. Vitamin B6, riboflavin, which is B2, maltodextrin, which is one of the sugars, vitamin B12. This only has 30 calories. Now, number five, Mountain Dew Kickstart. I just learned that Mountain Dew is bought up by Pepsi, and I'm not sure how that escaped me, but it's interesting because this is Pepsi's version of an energy drink. Now, Kickstart is 80 calories. It has carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, white grape juice concentrate, concentrated orange juice, citric acid, sodium hexametaphosphate. It's used here as a preservative, I believe. Natural flavor of some kind, I guess. Gum arabic, potassium sorbate, which is a preservative, ascorbic acid. That's actually vitamin C, which is fine. Caffeine, sodium citrate, acesulfame potassium, which is a calorie-free sweetener, sucrose, acetate, isobutyrate, these are sweeteners, sucralose, glycerol ester of rosin. This is an oil-soluble food additive used in ice cream and a few other things. It basically is what we call an emulsifier. It helps suspend fat-soluble substances in water-soluble substances, such as the carbonated water. The next ingredient is sodium benzoate, another preservative, vitamin B3, calcium disodium EDTA, which is a preservative, vitamin B5, yellow number 5, yellow number 6, apparently 5 wasn't enough, vitamin B6, now here's a note, partially produced with genetic engineering. Apparently, Pepsi was preparing for the GMO labeling law in Vermont, which was killed in the Senate and in the Congress. And it says that there are 92 milligrams of caffeine in this product, about equal to a good cup of coffee. So there are the five energy drinks that I chose to look at. And again, I'm just the messenger. You can drink to your heart's content if you so choose. But in my opinion, people have the right to know. And those words have been used a lot lately, but I think it's important for many reasons, not the least of which is genetic engineering. As I've said in previous podcast episodes, genetic engineering by itself is not good or bad. The question is, why is it being genetically engineered? Okay, so next, I promised you I'd talk about flush drinks. But there's actually not too much to say on this issue. This is simply a new word for a juice cleanse. They sell a lot of these flush drinks at stores and at fitness clubs. The overall message here is that most of these are perfectly harmless and many of them are actually pretty good. The only variation is in price. These detox waters are very popular and there is an endless amount of recipes on the internet and drinks in the stores for you to choose from. And the bottom line with all of these is this. You can literally do it yourself with water, fruits, and a blender or a juicer. The thing to look for is caffeine, because if you're sensitive to caffeine and are choosing juice drinks because of it, you may want to check the label because some can have up to 300 milligrams of caffeine. And 300, for comparison's sake, is more than espresso. So these flush drinks can have just about anything in them. So I would recommend you just check the label. Most commonly, they have lemon, lime, pineapple, mint, cucumber, ginger, melon, raspberries, and just about any other fruit. And this is all to say that it's not that these drinks aren't good tasting and good for you. I'm sure they are. The choice is up to you. If you have any questions about something you may be drinking or thinking about drinking, feel free to contact me on my contact page, which is healingoutsidethebox.com/contact. Or you can email me as well, and my email address is in the show notes. Now that's all I have for you today. Be well and stay tuned next week for another episode of Healing Outside the Box.